Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Michelle,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land. Well, good evening out there. It is Telly Tuesday, and it's the summer solstice. The longest day of the year. I hope you're out there celebrating, dealing with nature, clearing out that negativity, releasing, and thinking about all the love that you're going to have for yourself and others throughout this entire summer. Welcome in, and we celebrate this all over the world. Many, many cultural customs. If you're not in tune with it, please look it up. Do some research on it. It's an awesome thing. And, you know, I'd like to tell you this. Certainly there will be times when you wish you had more money, more time to sleep, and more time for fun and recreation. You may feel restricted now, but you should consider your current situation as the perfect set of circumstances for your growth. Within the restrictions that define your present existence, the only thing to do is to discipline yourself and head in a direction of growth and self-improvement. Today, we're going to have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. We're starting back that chakra series, and we take it from one all the way to the top. Get your pencils and pads out. Get your cup of tea or whatever. Sit back and relax. The chakras is what keeps us in balance. And she will explain to us this evening, as she always does, the out of balance, the in balance, and what to recognize. But before we bring her on, I just want to play this. Get your pads and pencils ready. Stephanie Haynes will be with us, the author of The Healing of the Womb.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long
That's right. Who knows what miracles you can achieve. And we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes on the line with us to give us some information, how to keep ourselves in balance and get to that point. Stephanie Haynes, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And Stephanie, thank you. I know you've been very busy out there. You know we put this out there first because we get carried away. We don't ever want to forget to share our appreciation with you and our expectations and the love that we have for you for coming on and caring and sharing with us this evening. And I realize that you had a very, very lovely weekend event last weekend. If you want to share that with us, give us some information. I was not able to attend, but I know that it was just awesome and everyone in attendance really benefited from that. Would you like to share that with us before we get started or however way you want to do it?
Yeah, actually, it was a great event, and I think that event was tailor-made for me because I was in a car accident that Friday.
Oh, no. Okay.
And I think I used every healing modality to get to where I am today.
Wow.
So I first started with the acupuncture so they can open up and block me, you know, get the blockage from the, you know, the stagnant energy. And then I went over to Reiki. I did some Reiki. And she did 30 minutes on me to help move some stuff. And then I end up with a reading. And she told me all the things that I needed to do and what was in my way and things that I needed to change. And I think the most important thing that everybody who came to the event was educated, they was healed, they bought purchased. I mean, they had nice crystal jewelry, they had beautiful clothing and artwork. They had some African artwork. So the day was amazing. Great food. Stephanie made some great chicken salad sandwiches along with the pasta shrimp salad.
Okay.
Yeah. So we had a great time. But, you know, that day was actually for me. I mean,
well,
it really, huh?
No, go on. I'm sorry. Go on. Finish up.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was involved in a hit and run on Friday. Someone hit me and ran.
Oh, my goodness.
My car got damaged really badly. So, but the most important thing, I am here.
Well, you know, I've known you for years. I'm glad that you're okay. Hate the car got damaged. But, you know, when it comes down to healing and determination to get something done, once you set it in play, you do not let anything stop you at all. So I'm glad that you had the acupuncture, you had the Reiki, you had the reading, and the jewelry, the food. I was not able to attend, but I was feeling you guys, and I knew that it was going on. Now, is this something that's going to happen on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis, or should we just wait till we hear the next announcement?
Yeah, we're working on that. We're working on how we're going to do that. So that was our summer solstice. So we will think about doing something before the winter. Yeah.
Okay.
Before the
okay.
Yeah, so we're working on that. Maybe once
soon. Okay. Well, I'm going to stay in tune on that so I can help you bullet out. But, yes, anything that you are organizing and planning is always going to be top-notch. And, again, I'm glad that you're okay. That person at Hit and Run, he will be caught or she will be caught. We already know how that goes. And the beauty of the whole story is that, listener, she lets nothing stop her, okay? And I can tell you, I've known her for years, and I've had some experiences and seen some blockage there, but it's nothing but a piece of wind once she makes up her mind with the determination and everything. So today you're going to start us off with our chakra series. Everybody is yay, yay, yay. You know we love it. I got pencil and pad. As a matter of fact, I have three pencils over here. So if you hear me scratching and stuff, you know, this, I have a folder on the chakras, my magazine, my chart, all of the things that you have introduced me to. So I'm just going to sit back and say, welcome in, Stephanie. I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad the event was successful, as I knew it would be. And just take it away.
All right. So I want to begin saying there is a deep wisdom within our very flesh. If we can only come to our own senses and feel it. This is by Elizabeth A. Binkin. So what if everything you needed to be your very best mind, body, and soul was already within you? Imagine if this wisdom contained not only remedies of your life, but also preventive practices, so you would have fewer problems to deal with. How different would life be if you could harness this knowledge to experience more peace of mind, better physical health, and a sense of alignment, fulfillment, and purpose? Now, chakras, and we're going to be talking about the seven chakras. We're going to explore how the age-old wisdom of the chakra system can help you achieve this and more. Now, chakras, which comes from ancient Sanskrit, means spinning wheel of light. The chakra system is composed of seven main energy wheels that regulates our energetic body. Our ancestors intuitively understood and worked with their energy bodies and the rhythm and the season of nature. Now, good news is, this knowledge does not limit to the past. And we need them more in our modern day lives than ever before, especially what's going on right now. You know, this coming out of, well, we ain't coming out of COVID because COVID's still around, right? So this dealing with what we dealt with in the last 2.5 years of dealing with COVID. We have a lot of people that's dealing with a lot of mental illness, a lot of stress, a lot of grief, a lot of loss. So just like our ancestors, we also can live in alignment with the lunar cycle and Mother Nature to tap into our natural biorhythm, the body cycle that regulates our health, emotions, and intellect. Now, in today's hectic and often stressful world, the will of our energetic body are often comprised to the determinant of our physical body and indeed our life. And while we spend time, money, and energy taking care of our physical body, we often overlook our energetic body and underestimate the important role it plays in our overall well-being. Now, if we want ultimate health, we need to give more care to our energetic body. While modern medicine has made many advances that have changed our lives, it has also inevitably diminish our innate ability to self-heal. Now, many disease actually stems from dis-ease or a disconnect between the mind, the body, and the soul, caused by blockage in the energetic body. We all know that prevention is better than a cure, and many of our alignment and preventable by consciously working with the chakra system of self-care. Now, I discovered the chakra system soon after my spiritual awakening, actually back in, I would say, 1989. And then I've been studying, you know, the chakras ever since 2001, after I recovered from my second stroke. Now, learning how to balance that energy, because I was out of balance, you know, and actually that stroke, I ended up, so this first stroke, it was a car accident that I was hit by the sheriffs. They was in a pursuit. That's how I'm minding my own business, just sitting there, right? But that was a wake-up call for me, just like this accident that I had on Friday. I look at that as a wake-up. Now, I saw this car coming at me. It ran the light, and I tried to swerve out of the way so I won't get hit. And still, that person hit me and ran and knocked me down the street. And when I sit back and look at that, you know, the universe is trying to tell me something. You know, am I out of rhythm? And I think if I wasn't really in rhythm, see that car coming on, maybe things would have been different. I'd probably been hit real bad. So, but being in the present moment, as I was, to be able to recognize and to see that car coming at me, I was able to lessen the damage because I didn't get hurt. I was just discombobulated a little bit. But however, it taught me a lesson to see that what's going on in the world, because everybody is not present when they're driving. And there's a lot of things that are going on in the world. And for some reason, I didn't get mad this time. Because when I got out of my car and to look for the individual, that person was nowhere to be found. So I went on, because I had an event that evening to do, and I just went on to my event with my raggedy car and kept pushing.
Like you always do.
Yeah, like I always do. I just keep pushing it, right? But I, you know, you know, it's just like, damn, you know, it's my car, you know. But, you know, I was grateful and I was thankful that I didn't have no physical damage. This emotional damage, because it's shaking up just a little bit. But I was able to get back into alignment, because I had a show to do that evening.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, you know, gather myself up and compose, get, you know, compose so I can be able to, you know, to start my show. And it turned out to be a success, you know, because you numb your home and get killed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the power of putting that energy out into the universe. And to, you know, to have the social justice to come and to support you at the time that you need to be supported. Now, what we're going to talk about today is, what is chakras for those who don't know? The flow of energy through a system acts to organize that system. That's what Harold Ritt said. Chakras is a Sanskrit word meaning the spinning wheel. The Sanskrit is the Asian Vedic language used in India. And in turn, the chakra was first described in the Vedic scripture thousands of years ago. Now, in the ancient text called the Vedas, the chakras were described as being connected by the natives, the Sanskrit for the rivers, which allow the prana, which is the Sanskrit for that, it's life force, to flow through our body. Now, many ancient spiritual texts use metaphors and symbolism as a part of their teaching. Now, the Vedas use land as a metaphor for the physical body, with the seven main chakras as different parts of the land. That, and the natives as the rivers that connected and flow between them in order for the lands to flourish. Now, each of the seven parts needed to be watered by the river freely and fully within the hindrance. Now, using this symbolism, the scripture taught about that in order for us to experience optimum life force, to have the best physical and emotional health, and to flourish, all the chakra needs to be open and spinning, though allowing energy to flow freely throughout the body. Now, if any of the chakras were not performing optimally, energetic imbalance or blockage could ensure leading to physical, emotional, spiritual, and life issues. While the first reference to chakras was found in the Hindu scripture, the teaching of Buddhism, Tibetan, Mahayana, and Kabbalism, among others, acknowledging the chakras and referred to a similar system in their teaching. Now, as humanity has evolved, we have explored wellness outside the realm of traditional medicine and, in many cases, looked to our ancestors for old age solutions to modern day problems. We practiced such as yoga, which also originated in India, has become popular, and slowly but surely, the teaching of the chakra system of self-care have came to the forefront as age-old tools for holistic healing. Now, someone might say, is chakra energy real? Many people may be skeptical of energy healing and perhaps think of it as being the woo-woo or crankery. Maybe you are even a little unconvinced of its merits right now. However, energy healing has become more widely practiced outside of alternative healing and has been integrated into modern medicine. Now, I am a firm believer of energy healing. You know, you are listening to someone who used, you know, yoga, the chakras, all kind of energy healing to be able to walk and talk again after having two major strokes and been in 9 car accidents. Well, count this 10 because I just had one Friday. All right? You know, so when I think of that, you know, doctors, they use forms of energy healing such as vibrational sound energy, infrared laser for treatment, and some hospital offer Reiki energy healing practices. Now, these treatments are even covered by many medical health insurance policies and alternative treatment, similar to acupuncture, because I do acupuncture. That brought me back, you know, when I had my stroke, and brought me back on Friday. Saturday. And which provides healing using fine needles placed at specific points along the body to bring energy into alignment. As you can see, energy healing is becoming increasingly more mainstream. You know, I have Kaiser for my insurance. I have integrative medicine where I get my acupuncture is free. My chiropractor is a $5 deductible. And I get massages through my Kaiser Medical. I think my job has one of the best medical. They have that Kaiser tells you, your guys' medical plan is better than ours. And that's to let you know that my CEO of where I work, you know, they know the importance of integrated medicine. So they pay for that for us. Energy is a word that gets thrown around a lot in the self-help world. It is the subject of many motivational quotes and some humorous memes. So it may seem a bit of a vague and meaningless term, but this is far from the truth. In short, energy is formally defined by science as both matter, which has the potential to cause change, and the capacity of a physical system to do work. Now, science explained that energy cannot be created or destroyed, only change. Science also dictates that everything, including the chair you are sitting on, and indeed your body, is made of energy. Now, each of our body is also surrounded by a field of constantly changing energy. For our body to be capable to work and for certain aspects, which is our body parts or areas of life, to work, our energy would need to operate in a particular manner for the purpose of engaging our chakra system. When we talk about energy, we mean the prana, which is the life force that flows through our body and allow us to function. Now, there are 7 major chakras. Now, the chakra system is a network of channels consisting of different energy wheels. While there are over 100 different chakras, but we're only going to talk about 7, and 7 of these are the main chakras that form the foundation of our energy body. Now, these start from the base of the spine and travel through to the crown of the head. Now, each of these 7 chakras relate to specific organs within the body, as well as various emotional, psychological, and spiritual state. Now, as you can see on the, I can't show you, but I have a diagram of the chakras, you know, starting from the root chakra. Then we go to the sky cross chakra, which is the second chakra. The third chakra is the solar plexus. The fourth one is the heart. The fifth is the throat chakra. The sixth is the brow. And the seventh, which is the crown chakra. Now, how does the energy flow? Now, our central nervous system controls most functions of the body and mind and is composed of our brain and our spinal cord, with the latter serving as the conduit for signals between the brain and the rest of the body. Now, the chakra system of self-care teaches that the energy flow along the spine and show us the powerful connection between our mind and our body and the important roles the mind plays in our physical health. Now our mind activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is essential to the maintain the balance and the harmonious, as well as our sympathetic nervous system, which command the fight and flight stimulates response. Now, the parasympathetic nervous system is deeply connected to the chakra system as it lies within the energetic point in the body that correlates with the chakras. Now, our body are complex operating systems, but they have a simple objective to maintain homeostasis, or a balanced internal state that allows for the ultimate function, just as the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system work together to help us perform the energetic feats when needed and to restore a peacefully energetic state in order to maintain a harmonious balance. Now, other parts of the body also work to maintain. Now, as human beings on this earth, we would naturally experience energetic blocking, stagnation, and imbalance. It is an unavoidable part of life. Since everything has energy, everything and anything can influence our energy positively or negatively. Now, emotions and thoughts are also energy. So what we think and feel has a huge influence on our energy body as well as our physical body. Now, when we have negative or repressed emotions or harmful thoughts, beliefs, and memories, these affect our energy body by causing blockage or stagnation. And let's go back to holding on to guilt, shame, resentment, anger. All right? So the source may be a form of long-standing psychological issues stemming from childhood and inherent fear of trauma from our parents, a major life event, or sometimes just getting stuck in really bad traffic. Everything we experience impacts our energy. In turn, this can affect our physical health, resulting in all sorts of illnesses. While modern medicine is undoubtedly essential to our well-being, it often fails to deal with the root cause. Now, in order to be in a truly balanced state of health, we need to remove the energetic and emotional toxins. You may be wondering, now how can we do this? Or whether it is even doable. Now, the answer is that it is easier and more fun than you may think. the simple routines and rituals are such effective ways of maintaining energy flow. Now, daily life often throws energetic curveballs, so we simply need to counter them with routines and rituals that either serve as a preventative measure, preserve our energy, or counteract those disruptors to bring us back to a state of energetic equilibrium. So I would say, for example, getting up in the morning and doing your prayers. And when you do your prayers in the morning, you're like setting the tone, you know, asking and praying for that protection and to cover. Now, even though I did my prayers on Friday morning, still in an accident. But however, it wasn't a fatal accident. I was still protected.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes when we pray, we put that prayer out and expect nothing to happen to us. But we have to go through our life karma or whatever it may, you know, be in the wrong place at the right time or the wrong place, you know, the right place in the wrong time, whatever. But when I look back at that, you know, the benefit of all of that, that even though I got damage to my car, I am okay.
Yes.
And I think I left some karma there.
Mm-hmm.
But I say the last accident left me in a hospital with a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So I lessened that. Right? So as I was saying, in order to be in the flow, we really need to remove that emotional toxin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to talk about the divine feminine energy. You know, now we have feminine energy in the male and female. Such as women has masculine energy, the male has feminine energy as well. And it's how we balance that energy. So you might heard the term a divine feminine being referred to as a spiritual concept. And perhaps you think of this as some type of new age jargon or as something that a female. Now, in truth, the divine feminine energy is nothing new. It has always existed and has been acknowledged by different cultures and everything from religion and spiritual texts to art and literature. As the name suggests, the divine feminine energy represents what are traditionally thought of as more feminine qualities, such as being nurturing, intuitive, impactive, and creative. Energy relates more to the right brain. The intuition and emotion, often referred to as the feminine yin energy, versus the left, the logic and analytical, often referred to as the masculine, the yang energy. In order to connect both and harness this energy, we need to engage in more gentle and nurturing activities that help us to connect to our intuition and emotions, as well as feel connected to others, to the planet Earth, and to Mother Nature herself. Now, this divine feminine energy plays an important role in each of our lives, regardless of gender, and is crucial to the healthy functioning of the world as a whole. Now, more than ever before, our world needs the energy of nurturing, compassion, empathy, and love. As each of us awakens, it's within ourselves. So too can be awakened in externally for the world at large. We can harness chakra self-care to mindfully connect with our innate essence in order to harness divine feminine energy. We will discuss exactly how to do this later as we explore the chakras. Now, reaching the Kundalini. That Kundalini is a Sanskrit term for a dormant energy coiled at the base of the spine since birth. It is the source of prana. When the Kundalini awakens, the energy uncoiled flows freely up through the chakras. Now, leading to an expanded state of consciousness or bliss, this is the ultimate goal of chakra work, to connect and free the pure and powerful energy which we were all born with, so it can flow freely through us and lead us to the expansion of bliss, both internally or consciousness, dreamily, our body and lives. Now, while awakening the Kundalini is a significant step in energetic healing and spiritual evolution, addressing the change it can bring physically, emotionally, spiritually, and energetically can be destructive. We must be patient with ourselves as we go through the process of healing our chakras. Now, reaching the Kundalini and integrating this new energy, how are we going to get started with that? So as we embark on your healing journey, because we're going to be doing this for at least a good seven to eight weeks, it all depends on how we get through this with time. It's important to have the right environment in which to do the sacred work, which requires a special space and perhaps even an altar. Now remember, everything is about energy. And in this space, you'll dive deep into journaling, meditating, and performing such rituals, all of which will allow you to connect to your higher self. Now, your sacred healing space provides both physical and energetic space and is essential to your healing journey. This is very important. Now, think of it as a spiritual office or sort, a space that is unique to you, feels safe and comfortable, and is peaceful and uplifting. Now, to create this space, you don't need an entire new room. You simply need a place where you can be comfortable and have a degree of privacy. Now, this can be a corner of a room or a little nook. Walk around your home and find a place that feels good to you. Now, and remember, it doesn't have to always already be set up to be a sacred place. You can make it one. Incorporating nature in some way is always helpful to the energy of a sacred place. So perhaps can be by a window where natural light and fresh air flows in, or even on a balcony or a terrace where you can sit with the elements of Mother Nature. And that's only if the weather permits. But since we're going into summer, you know, nice weather at this moment. So whatever you choose to set up your space, make it only for the purpose of this work. Clean, tidy, and comfortable, as well as performing ritual, you will be writing and meditating there. So you would need to be able to sit or lie down comfortably. Now, perhaps this means a comfortable chair, a desk set up, or maybe you can place lots of cushions or a beanbag on the floor to get cozy. Now, you can be creative with your setup as long as it suits you. Remember, this is something that you are comfortable with. Now, in addition, in writing arrangement, you would need some basic items, a dedicated journal and pen, candles, a candle snuffer, a white sage bundle, a Palo Santo stick, matchbox, or a lighter for your smudging ritual, crystals, and essential oils. We will discuss those later because I'll be telling you for each chakra that we discuss on what types of essential oils to get and stones. Smudging ritual is burning sage. It's known as smudging. And this is a ritual that the ancestors use to help clear negative energy within a space or body, or to assist in prayer or rituals. Now, sage is a woody herb that has a rich history of both medical and culinary use and has been renowned across the cultures and countries around the world for its healing properties for thousands of years. Now, smudging has become a popular practice to both clear unwanted energy and help positive energy flow. Now, when sage burns, negative ions are released into the air. Now, the contrary to what the term suggested, negative ions actually increases our sense of well-being and improve our mental state, thus bringing more positivity into our lives. Now, before you begin any of the ritual that we will be talking about, you would normally have to smudge. That means clearing the space. Now, before you begin smudging, set an intention of what you wish to achieve. It is to clear negative energy within a space, yourself, or an object. That it is to bring more energy balance and calm, or it is to relax you or prepare you for another ritual or meditation. Now, you got to come ready with this intention before you commence the smudging ritual. The first thing you would do, you would close all the windows and make sure no fans or air conditioner is on. You're going to take a few deep breaths in and out and set your intention. The third thing you would do You will light a sage bundle or a few leaves of a sage bundle and gently blow on it. Then you're going to wave the sage gently around yourself, the object, or the, if you are clearing a sage, take the sage and wave it into each corner of the area, from the floor to the ceiling, tracing the entire space and making sure to get into every nook and cranny. You can use a small cup or dish underneath the sage to catch any burning, the ash that comes from the sage. Now, as you wave the sage in the appropriate place, then you're going to come back to your attention and visualize it as you see the smoke rise from the sage. And once you're finished, you can open a window to let in fresh air. Now, to seal the smudging ritual, you can light sweet incense or a candle, diffuse or pour essential oil, such as jasmine, or spray rose water around yourself or the space. Now, this will bring a sweet and light energy into the purified room. So your sacred altar. Now, in your sacred space, you can create a personal altar or use by people of many different religions, and traditions can be found in many places of worship. However, altars transcend religion and, in fact, are increasingly popular in people's homes as a powerful personal tool for spiritual connection, individual spiritual connection, and healing journey. Now, setting up your altar is actually a simple, fun, and creative process. Now, the physical items you use as your altar depends on the furniture you have available and the space in your room. Now, it can be anything from a corner or an end table to a cabinet, a counter, nightstand, or a wall shelf. There is no wrong or right object. Use what works for you. Give your space and what feels good for you. Now, once you decide what you will use for your altar, you can choose what to include on it. Sacred items, connection to nature, and the four elements to be placed on your altar. You can include candle, which is fire, incense, is air, sand or dirt, which is earth, or a little pot of water, and those is your elements. Now, other items to include are crystals, plants, statues, nails, feathers, or, you know, for me as a Buddhist, you know, I have the four elements, but I also have my Gahansa. That's my personal spaces where I do my stretch and my personal spiritual work, where I go and chant my morning and evening devotion. So for those who different religions, you have your own set of things that you have on your altar. Now, once you have chosen your altar and sacred tomb, you need to clean these them because, as we know, everything has energy, and there may be certain energies you don't want to bring into your sacred space. You can use the sage bundle to perform a smudging ritual during which you burn the smoke around the items with the intentions of cleaning them of any low vibrational for negative. Now we're going to talk about collecting crystals. How I'm doing on time, Miss Linda?
You're doing fine. I say we got about maybe 20 more minutes left. I extend it out because, you know, it gets good. It gets good, so I can't stop you. So we're looking at about maybe 20 more minutes left.
Okay, great. All right, so collecting crystals. Now, crystals are stones or rocks made of minerals found on Earth. They have natural healing energy. There are many different types of crystals that often different properties, that offer different properties, depending on which genealogical formation they were found in. Now, for the purpose of our work, you would need to get a few crystals, ideally one for each chakra. And we'll, like I said, we'll talk about those as we go along, right? Now, polished stones are best because, as you will see, you will often use these crystals in massaging and meditation. So you want ones without the sharp edges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I also highly recommend buying a couple of crystal wands, such as selenite and a quartz wand, as you can use these for multiple chakras and for general energy balancing work in rituals and in meditations. Now, there is no right or wrong way to buy crystals, but it is important to buy ones you feel connected, that you feel connected to in some way. Now, don't overthink this. It can be as simple as liking the color or the shape of a particular stone. Now, although it is fun to go crystal shopping and pick up stones to get a feel for them, it is just as fun to get the perfect crystal online. So some of my favorite crystals are ones I purchased over the internet. No matter where you buy your crystals, make sure to conduct a smudging ceremony to clear the energy around them before you begin using them. All right, so we're going to talk about some of the healthy expectations. Now, just like snowflakes, we are all intricately unique, and where each of us find ourselves today is a different energetic place than our neighbors. As you start your chakra journey, remember, this is your journey of healing, alignment, and self-care. And thus, we unique to you. Be kind and patient with yourself as we go through this process. And try not to deem it unsuccessful just because you aren't seeing immediately progress. Let us remember, if you have created a bad habit of doing things that brought, you know, harm to your body, it's going to take those many years to kind of clean it up too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it also depends on letting go, your mind, how you connect to it. Don't be discouraged if it doesn't happen right away. Remember, you are peeling back and reconfiguring years of energy.
Wow.
And I call it like peeling onion, right?
Yes.
Peeling that onion, getting to that core, right? So this isn't a a right or wrong length of time to achieve a milestone. Your journey to the ultimate energetic well-being will take as long as it needs to. Now, in addition, as we progress on our path of healing, we may need assistance in clearing energetic blockage and imbalance. Whether it's a hand-on healing treatment by a Reiki healer or energy healer, or a section where we talk through emotional matters with a therapist or a spiritual teacher, a mentor, or getting a helping hand, or just having somebody to listen to you. Sometimes, just what the universe ordered for us to make progress along our path. Sometimes we just need these other things to support us, right? Because sometimes we can pray, but sometimes individuals need that extra help, a motivation, or somebody else's insight on to help you to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, personal experience. As I saw a number of different energy healers and had countless sessions over the years, it still is to this day. You know, I make sure I see my masseuse at least twice a month. That's a month for me. Every other week I see my chiropractor. You know, I go to my acupuncture as needed, right? My spiritual practice is a must. So I have to stay in rhythm with life. Because sometimes when our mission is so big, you know, I call the four demons and the four obstacles is always in the path. Or the devilish functions always raise his heads up when you're trying to do great things. You know, and for those who are, you know, Christians, you know, the devil always comes to kill and destroy. But we have to be prayed up enough to be able to put that devil underneath our feet and walk on him.
Yes.
You know, I have this saying, I will never be defeated. So no matter what you bring to me, no matter how much you try to tear me down,
mm-hmm.
I would never do it. Mm-hmm. I have that written on my whiteboard at work.
Yep. I hear you, Stephanie. I understand you.
Because the devil functions, they come in your home, they come in your workplace, they come in your spiritual place, they come everywhere, right?
Well, when you mentioned that, and we're going to get ready to wrap it up, but I'm so glad that you have brought that. I always call that double function is very tricky, and it's so tricky that it's on you and you're not even aware of it. So as Stephanie is getting us prepared here to balance out everything, the work, you know, on the chakras, which is going to balance us all, she's given us information on, you know, the history of the chakra, how to get ourselves prepared. I really, really enjoyed this today. Stephanie, thank you. So we have an opportunity, and those who are trying to get this balance and that are, and there's several people that request for this series, and this will be the third time around. But this particular time, I'm glad that we're setting for newcomers, setting up the preparation, prepare your area, and that has been very, very helpful. So she's given us the preparation, the history of it, what to look for, what we're going to work on, and actually the meaning of the chakra, which is a flow of energy to organize a system, and that system is us, and how if we participate and pay attention. But I'm going to close this out with her mentioning never being defeated, never giving up, never letting anything stop her. It is a skill, but it's workable and it does work. And in order for you to measure and know that it's working, you must keep yourself, as she stated, in the present, okay, aware of what's happening with your body, what needs to be cleared, and what needs to be adjusted. So you've gone through acupuncture, Reiki, massage, all of those. Those are healing treatments. When you speak with individuals, and most people before used to think, oh, the spa is just for the relaxation. No, massages, Reiki, anything that's done for the body that's going to move that energy, that's going to block, it is for wellness. Again, I want to congratulate you on the wellness event. That was the Purple Wellness event that was held last weekend. It sounds like it was a lot of fun. You might have to go before the winter solstice comes on, because I'm getting a lot of messages here. They want to know when the next one is going to start. So we'll talk about that. But Stephanie Haynes, the healer, the author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of the Man's Hand, you have like set us up, got us ready to be prepared for this chakra series that we're getting ready to have. And on that note, we're going to close out. Can you leave us with just a few words to carry us through the week and prepare us for next week?
Yes. Okay, so next week we'll actually be talking about the root chakra. So I just set the tone on what's going to happen for you, everyone to be prepared for
yes.
What's coming for next week. So we're going to talk about the root chakra.
Okay.
So when the root is deep, there is no reason to fear the wind.
Huh?
When the root is deep,
okay,
there is no reason to fear the wind.
I like that. When the root is deep, there is no reason to fear the wind. So therefore, you ground yourself. You're grounded down there. You don't have to worry about being that little leaf on a branch that's just being blown everywhere the wind wants to take you. Stephanie, we love you. I'm so glad that you're okay from your accident, that you know, you lessened that karma, as you said. This is the 10th accident of many, and each time it works differently. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us and giving us another way to look at things and another way to actually understand ourselves. And when we understand ourselves, we can help others understand themselves. It's a saying here, and I'll close with this. When you light a candle for another, your path becomes lighter and brighter. And on that note, Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, we love you. Thank you. And I will be speaking with you soon. Love you, Stephanie. Thank you.
Love you too, Linda. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Yes. Thanks for being here. Have a great evening.
Looking out across the night, I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape. So I take refuge in this place.
Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Believe it is nothing you can't overcome.
If you dream, then you can do anything.
this song we're singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life. You're a fool if you think you're helpless. You control what you do with your
how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.